Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. We're going to be talking to somebody in a very short time. Then we're going to, between one and two, we've got Greg, the B-man's going to come in and tell us all about these little critters and what they do. And we know now that we can't live without them. If we lose them, we're in real trouble. And then we've got Senior Sergeant Mark Knight, who's going to come in. He's one of the senior management of the police for quite a part of the Yarra Valley. But first of all, it's my pleasure to welcome Cheryl. And Cheryl is part of the Coa Community Cafe. Welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Alan.
Not a problem. Now, first of all, I've got to ask you, what, for those people who don't know, what is a Coa Community Cafe?
So it's not particularly obvious from the name. No. I believe the word koha comes from a New Zealand word, which is sort of like a contribution.
Right.
So with that in mind, the Community Cafe is a cafe that we run every Thursday night at 6. It's in Warburton. We've been running this cafe since 2010, 4th of February 2010, I'm told. I'm told that date is burned in the person who created Koha's mind. Started as a project for her community development course and was supposed to be 6 months, and it's still going now.
Which means there's a need for it.
Absolutely. Yep. So, yeah, it's a cafe. It runs on, it's more than a cafe, but the cafe part runs on a Thursday night at 6 in Warburton. It's sort of based on the Lentil as Anything model, which is a pay what you can afford model.
Yep.
And we really want it to be a cafe for everybody. So it's not sort of a soup kitchen type model. It's anyone come. And if you can afford, then you put a donation in the box. And if you can't, then that's kind of covered by the people who can.
I was just going to say that. Do you also have people paying forward?
Yes, absolutely. So it's sort of, it's by donation.
Yep.
And donations are always appreciated, but we never expect, and, you know, we have plenty of people who don't put anything in, and that's absolutely fine.
Yep.
And then we've got other people who kind of, you know, put a bit extra to cover.
Let me ask, like you said, the person who came up with the idea.
Yeah.
So who came up with the idea, and is it a self-funding model, or is it, or how, I mean, these, whatever you're giving away has got to be paid for some way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So our creator is Su Yin Chan, and she's our current treasurer. She's our current president. Sorry, I'm the treasurer at the moment.
Are you?
I'm trying to swap jobs, obviously. And yeah, so she's really been the person who came up with the idea. She saw that there was a need in the community for people to have healthy, balanced meal. She remains with us, and yeah, the amount of work that she puts into Koha is just, it's really quite incredible.
All right, so you talk about variety of food. What sort of food? Is it a cafe where you just get a cake and a coffee, or
no, what can you get there? We are vegetarian.
Right.
And vegan, so yeah. You're not going to get steak and chips. but yeah, it's it really is quite a spread. We always have a soup on the menu, so everyone can sort of sit down and get started with their bowl of soup. We then open the windows at about 6 o'clock, and there's usually a bain-marie of probably about 10 different things. So a lot of people say, give me a sample of everything, and yep, you certainly will have a decent sized plate of lots and lots of different types of dishes. It might be a curry, different types of vegetables, a dal dish. Our chef, Lily Beth, yep, she's amazing. She just, I don't know how she does it, but she manages, yep, to cook. We probably provide 100 meals a week, I would say.
That's a lot.
Yeah, yep, yeah. So, and we also have desserts too.
Desserts
and chai,
well,
tea and coffee. Yeah, if you leave Koha feeling hungry, I would say that's not on us.
You haven't tried too hard. So how's this funded? Like, obviously, you need funding as well.
Yeah.
And where do you get your ingredients from? Like, somewhere like Food Bank? Or?
Yeah, so we source ingredients through Second Bite and other food donations.
Yeah.
We also have to sort of purchase ingredients to sort of top that up.
Yep.
But I'd say in recent times we've actually been really well stocked by that donation, food by donation. In fact, we run a pantry as well, and that is on Thursday nights and Fridays and Monday mornings, where you can come in and grab fresh vegetables and other produce and put a donation in the box if you can. But that's another thing that we've been able to offer.
Well, that's terrific. So,
but we are funded by, we have some funding through council.
Yep.
And we have some other organisations that have provided us with some great donations. The Upper Yarra Community Enterprise recently have come on board and supported us. Lots and lots of others. We had a recent, just call out for some donations, and our local community have really, really stepped up and helped to support us with
that
as well.
That's fantastic. All right, I've got to take a break and we'll be back with more. Of course, that was Billy Joel, an Uptown Girl. Now, I'm talking to Cheryl, and she's part of the Coa Community Cafe. She just told us, maybe slipped, but she's the treasurer down there as well. First of all, Cheryl, what made you get involved down there?
So, I moved into the Warburton community in 2011. with my husband and our 3-year-old at the time. It's not so little now.
A bit now.
And, yeah, I guess I was just looking for a community activity to meet people, really. We didn't know anyone out in the valley.
Yep.
And back at that time, we had a news agency in Warburton.
Yep.
And there was a paper ad for Koha Community Cafe, which was at that time running in Yarra Junction.
Yep.
And, yeah, we thought, go check it out. And I really liked it. I saw that they were looking for volunteers and thought, yeah, I could wash some dishes, and that was all I was ever intending to do.
Yep.
And then probably not too many months later, I attended an AGM.
It's always dangerous.
And, yeah, the rest is history. I've pretty much been on the committee since that time. So I've sort of been a general committee member. I was secretary for a period, and, yeah, I've been treasurer for longer than I can recall now. Yeah.
And treasurer's not – secretary's not an easy job.
Yeah, it was treasurer, you know, deal with some numbers – print out some reports. We've got a fabulous person that helps us with our bookkeeping as well, Catherine, so she makes my job a bit easier. But, yeah.
All right, so I've got to ask you, were you able to keep trading, or trading is what I'll call it, through COVID? And if so, have you found it's dropped off a bit since COVID, or since we're now allowed out, or have you got more clients coming?
So our COVID story was we moved premises in the February of 2020. So we moved from Yarra Junction, where we were really established, to Warburton. And we just had our 10-year anniversary party, getting started at the Warburton site, and then obviously all of that stuff happened in 2020 in March. We stayed open during the whole time.
Yep.
We started doing food deliveries as well for people who...
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Yep. So all volunteers chugging around various places delivering food parcels and operating with a sort of takeaway system. So, yeah, quite vivid memories of big queues out the door with our stickers to say where people could stand. And, you know, we really maintained a very high number of people coming through our doors at that time.
All right. So, pardon me, have you found since COVID that your numbers have dropped off a bit, or have they actually come up?
I reckon they dropped for a bit, and I think they've really come back up probably over the past 12 months. I think the thing we were struggling with to start with was volunteer numbers.
Yep.
And interestingly, that's really, really picked up. We have an amazing number of teenagers who are coming in. Yeah, from most of them from upper Yarra.
Yep.
And, the amount of 14 and 15-year-olds that we have serving up soup and desserts and meals is just wonderful.
And that's you're very lucky with that, because I know a lot of the groups that I interview are all saying, oh, we're just not getting enough volunteers through the door.
Yeah, and it's definitely those young people that are really, you know, driving the volunteer support now. And they're great. They're full of life. They're enthusiastic, you know.
And they want to get it done.
They get it done. They're sometimes a little bit like herding cats, but, you know, it keeps us on our toes.
All right, look, I've just got to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more.
So low, you're so low.
Called Travis, and it's sounds like feedback through the microphone, and that's Cheryl's favourite group. I've never heard of them, to be honest. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. Cheryl, one of the things that a number of the groups are telling me about now, that a lot of these organisations like yourself have got this, I guess, pinned another name. It's called the Working Poor, where both mum and dad are still working, but they've got a couple of children, and with the interest rates as high as they are and all sorts of stuff, that people who never, ever, ever thought they'd ever have to get handouts or help, I should say help, are now doing it. Are you finding that at your organisation too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that the need is growing. The cost of living is, you know, just out of control, isn't it? And the cost of food particularly. So we have a lot of families that attend. And yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you go back 20 or 30 years, that wouldn't have happened, would you? It would have been the person who was out of work or ill health, they couldn't work and all that. But some of these, are both mum and dad are still working, and obviously they're on a lower wage, and with everything, that they just can't afford food.
Yeah, and look, I would say Koha has, for the time that I've been involved, has always been a really family-friendly environment. And, you know, I guess encouraging everyone to attend. So, you know, whether or not you can afford it, it's never visible. Like, it's not something that's obvious. Everybody's there. It's really about the community, not about whether you're needing help in any particular way. So, yeah.
I was going to ask you that. So there's no sort of expectation, if I was to turn up tonight on Thursday night, like, I don't have to fill out a form to prove that I can't afford to buy food or anything like that. You just take the people as they come.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, if you're not able to contribute, that's absolutely fine. And we do our best to, you know, that just not to be obvious. It's you're there, it's a community event, and you're welcome.
So I just want to clarify this. If I walked in tonight and I could afford to on Thursday night, I could afford to pay, I don't go up in front of everybody and hand out my money and then the next person says, oh, I can't afford anything. So that doesn't happen.
No, not at all. The person next to you would be completely unaware of whether you've contributed or not. We have a sort of little front area where you get greeted and told a bit about what happens on the night, where to line up for food, that sort of thing.
Yep.
We've got a donation box so you can pop some money in there at any time or not.
Yep.
And we've also acquired a little square tap device as well. So that was one thing we did during COVID when we were thinking that we might not be using cash anymore. And that's been a really nice addition to the ways that you can help to support us.
Yeah. And let's be honest, the organisation obviously needs money to survive as well.
Absolutely. But, you know, I guess as a committee, we're very keen to be thinking of ways that we can fundraise. So that's another part of how we generate income. We had a huge big gig a few months ago. I think that was in August, a music gig. And, that had been a long time since we'd had something like that. And lots of volunteer time went into that. And it was a really, really fun night.
I was just going to say, apart from that, what other fundraising do you do yourselves?
Yeah, we do some catering work. So our chef who looks after us on Thursday nights, she also does some catering jobs. So we do a few grade 6 graduations for schools and things like that. We've got a few market events that we attend as well.
Yep.
Been selling scones recently and that's been popular.
Well, scones are always popular, aren't they?
Yeah, markets. Our space that we have, we can also rent out to people who'd like to use it for, you know, running an event. We've had some Auslan classes. We have all sorts of different users of our building as well.
All right. Now, we've talked about it. You've mentioned being in Warburton about probably half a dozen times, but we've never told the people where you are in Warburton. So where would that say you?
Yeah, we're in Dammons Road at number 25, and it's on the other side of the river from the shops. So we're just a little bit past the golf course on the corner. It used to be the Warburton Senior Citizens
Club. I was just going to ask you, what did it used to be?
Yeah, so that was what it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's all set up, ready to go. It's obviously got a good kitchen as well.
It's got a good kitchen and some yummy food.
Yeah, can't do better than that. All right, we'll take one more quick break and we'll be back to talk with Cheryl a bit more about the community cafe.
Somehow it seems my thoughts ever
listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's about 18 minutes to 1. Of course, at 1 o'clock, we'll have the news and weather, and we'll have the B-man in, and we'll be talking all about these little critters. And I see he's just walked in the door now, so we definitely know he's going to be here. Cheryl, talking about the community cafe, this is probably a bit hard to ask you, but I'm still going to ask anyway. Can you see that over the period of the next few years it's going to ease off, or do you think it's going to get worse or stay as it is, right, the need for the community cafe?
Look, it's hard to see the need for there being a cafe like this easing off. I think that demand has been sustained now for, right, you know, since 2010. And I think the need for that community connection's just increasing, really.
Now, you've just twigged on something that I was going to ask you the next. You said about the community connection. I know a lot of people turn up because it's sad, but they can't afford food. I mean, I just think that's in a first world country, everybody should be able to have access to health, education, and food. I mean, they're just basic rights, but yeah, Unfortunately, they can't always do that. So, I forget where I was going to go with that.
I think you were talking about the community connection.
The community connection.
Yeah.
So, how many people would come along, probably as important as the food, is to have other people around them? That they're isolated a lot of the week, maybe through ill health, all sorts of reasons. And I particularly think if a person's on a low economic base, they can't afford to go out a lot. So do you think, or does some of your people come along just purely to be able to have a talk? Sure, they get something to eat, but it's as equally important for them to meet others.
Definitely that is, you know, I would say a very major driver for people coming along. The food is definitely part of it.
Yep.
But it's just a really vibrant place. Come and spend a night there, and we've got people from all walks of life. It is young people, older people, people who have disabilities. We all sit around on big tables.
I was just going to ask you that, because you talked about takeaway, but that was only mainly during COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we might still provide a little bit of takeaway, but the need for that has really dropped off, and people are staying, and we sit down and we talk to people who we don't know, and we get in conversations, and we have music playing. We've got Ben, who might come in and play the piano. Some nights we do karaoke.
So it's not only a meal, it's sort of a real get together, isn't it?
It really is. And yeah, I don't know. For me personally, I'm a bit of an extrovert, and I attend Koha. So yes, I'm the treasurer, but I'm also maybe the person who's at the door, or the person who's mopping up or doing the dishes. And yeah, I have a great night, and I come home really uplifted after a night at Koha.
All right, look, we'll take one more quick break. Now, get your paper and pencil ready, because we are fast coming towards the end. And before we go, Cheryl will give you the contact details, and also, of course, on a Thursday night, she'll tell you where to go. Politely. So have your paper and pencil ready.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Yeah.
Was Kenny Loggins and Footloose. I'm talking to Cheryl from the Coa Community Cafe. Now, we've talked quite a bit about the cafe, and just in passing, you talk, and we know that's on a Thursday night, 6 o'clock, but you mentioned the pantry. When's that available?
So the pantry is available on the Thursday nights when the cafe is running.
Yep.
It's also available on Friday mornings. And I'm pretty sure Monday mornings now as well.
Right. If a person needs that, again, do they have to sort of prove that they need that, or they can just rock up?
Absolutely not. No, just come and everyone's welcome.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it must be hard on a person who has to admit to themselves, I need help, but it would be all a lot harder, wouldn't it, if they had to sort of prove in front of other people what they could do.
Absolutely. I can't see that we'd still be running if we were trying to operate under a model like that one. It's everyone welcome. Donations are not expected. They're appreciated.
And if a person can, well, obviously you'd like to take the donation, because...
We would not say no.
No, I guarantee not. All right, so can you give us the phone number and contact details, any Facebook pages that you've got placed?
Yeah, probably the best way to get in touch with us is through our Facebook page, which is Coha Community Cafe.
Can you spell the Coha, please?
Yeah, so K-O-H-A.
Yep.
Is the Coha part, Community Cafe. And we've got a Facebook page and an Instagram page. We also have a website, www.cohacafe.com. There's a really lovely video on the website that sort of gives people an idea of what a night at the cafe might look like. So that's something that might be interesting to look at.
Yep.
And we've got an email address, which is contact Coha Community Cafe. All one word, @gmail.com.
Again, could you just give us a pause?
Contact Coha Community Cafe @gmail.com.
And that's all one word, you said?
All one word, yeah.
All right, look, that's fantastic. And if not, I guess people can just rock up on Thursday night,
absolutely,
6 o'clock.
Absolutely, we don't need a booking.
Don't you?
No, just come along.
Just rock in.
Just come early, though.
So how many people would you normally get there on a Thursday night?
Look, up to 100.
Gee, that's big.
But probably more around the 70 people attending each night. So a bit of fluctuation, but yeah.
It would be terrific if you could say we only get 10, because that means that would only be 10 people that required your services. But, I mean, let's be honest, times are tough.
Yeah, and look, I think even if times were less tough, if we could get a bunch of people together from the community, just from a, you know, spending time with each other in person around a meal, you know, I think that's as strong a need as the food side of things. Yeah.
Now, I don't want to stigmatise any group, but do you find there's a particular age group that you get more of? Is it the elderly or...?
Well, I was going to tell you, in terms of our volunteers, I think our youngest is about 10 at the moment, young Bennett. I'm sorry, Bennett, if I've got your age wrong, but he loves helping at the door. Yep. And then we have Bert, who's 89. He just turned 89.
Yep.
And he's been volunteering in the cafe the whole time that I've been associated. He's still washing dishes in the kitchen. He's amazing.
Yep.
So that's our volunteer age spread. And I would say that, you know, in terms of who's coming along for meals on the night, we go younger than that. We've got newborn babies and, you know, people who are very elderly as well. So I don't know. I don't think there is a group that it's sort of specific for. I really do think it's quite diverse and really inclusive.
Oh, and that's good. And I was wondering that because some groups are finding that there's a particular age group, particularly in the older age group. But if, I mean, we were talking before and they are talking about this working poor and it's just terrible. But,
yeah.
I mean, those people need as much help. In fact, sometimes more because the young children, if they don't get nourishment as they're growing up, it stunts their growth and does all sorts of stuff too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So, yeah, they get a really healthy meal. There's lots on the menu. And, yeah, a lot of people will go home for the evening with some takeaway as well that might see them out for a few nights for the week as well.
Oh, so the people can come on the night and also get a meal and also take that away with them.
Yeah, any food that doesn't get utilised, we have on the Friday morning as well as the pantry.
Right.
We have those takeaway meals available for people. So some people who are maybe less extroverted than I am might prefer to come in on the Friday and just grab a meal out of the fridge and take that to eat at home. So that's another option for being fed a good meal as well.
Well, it sounds terrific because, you know, nobody should be deprived of a decent meal just because the situation they're in, should they?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's what we're all about.
I'll just take one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yeah.
we're talking to Cheryl from the Koa Community Cafe. Can you just, we've only once given the address. Could you give us the address again, please? And also your email address and your website.
Yeah, no worries. So we're at 25 Damons Road in Warburton, which is on the other side to the shops, just past the golf course. Our email address, contact@kohacommunitycafe.com, and the website kohacommunitycafe.com. www.kohacafe.com.
Right, that's the three W's. Koa Cafe, no community in it.
No, not that one, yeah.
And you're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, the Facebook is the Koha Community Cafe as well as Instagram.
Yep. So you've got it all covered. So, and I guess the easiest way for people to get involved is a rock down Thursday night at 6 o'clock at 25 Damon Road.
Yes. And we also have our AGM on the 11th of November. So if anyone wanted to sort of see it at that level, they're most welcome to attend that too.
And I guess you wouldn't mind more members of the committee, because every organisation looks for them.
That would be just lovely.
Yeah. Look, Cheryl, thanks for coming in. I really hope that you continue to thrive, because I'd love to say that we don't need you, but these organisations we do, and I can't see it getting any different in the. Even if we drop the interest rates 0.5%, they're not going to drop 5%. They're only going to drop bits and pieces. So, unfortunately, I think we're going to be with this situation for quite some time.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me in. And, yeah, we're working really, really hard to try to continue to provide this for the community, so that we can support people to eat well and connect.
Well, there's two things, you can't do anything better than the community supporting the community. It's better than governments or anybody trying to do it.
Yeah.
And also it's, it's, as we said as we went along, that particularly young people, they need nourishment or they don't grow as they should.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much, Cheryl.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.